Welcome to Radio Migrante Podcast, Philippine Election Series. Gary Martinez was a migrant worker. He is the current chairperson of Migrante International. Gary, can you tell our listeners a little bit about Migrante?
Migrante International was the biggest alliance of Filipino workers abroad, formally established last December 1996 after the Plague of Depression hung in Singapore. So we have 23 countries. We have chapters in 23 countries and more than 100 member organizations of Migrante International. So in Asia, most of the region we have also in Europe, Asia Pacific region, and Middle East.
I believe Migrante International participated in parliamentary election through the establishment of the Migrante Sectoral Party List. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we established Migrante Party List last 2004. This is the first time that we joined the election, but we are not able to get the required votes on that time. So in 2007, we wrote the Commission on Election that we will not participate on the May 2007 election. And when we applied for the, when we filed the intention to run in May 2010 election, the Tamilic delisted Migrante parties to join on the said election.
Can you tell us what happened? Why did Migrante got delisted?
According to the party list rules, section 6, they said if we're not able to join, if the party will lose two consecutive elections and not participate in two consecutive elections, it's a ground for delistment. But in the case of Migrante, we just only lost in one election and didn't participate in 2007. It's different. That's why our argument that the Section 6 of the Public Rules is not applied in our party. But the Supreme Court ruling last January 24 said we have no basis to question the ruling of Communic against Migrante Party List. So it was final according to Supreme Court decision last January 24.
And what will Migrante do now that Migrante Party List was delisted? Will you be supporting any candidates?
During the last Migrante Sectoral Party International Convention was held last month only, there is a resolution Migrante Party List will support again the Bella Women's Party on May 2010 election, in the grounds that the Brella Women's Party are the voice of migrants Filipino in Congress. That's why I'm doing some memos to call our chapters abroad to campaign and ask for the support for the Brella Women's Party in our party list instead of Migrante Party List, a sectoral party.
In this election, two former congresspeople are running for senatorial spots. This is new in terms of running for electoral positions. Can you tell us about it and what does this mean?
So, Migrante also passed a resolution that we are going to support the progressive senatorial candidate, Satoru Campo and Lisa Masa, because we believe this two progressive candidates have a long history of serving the Filipino people since the martial law. And we think Satoru Ocampo and Lisa Masa will bring the voices not only of the OFW but the whole Filipino itself in the Senate. We cannot question their credibility. For more than 30 years, those two leaders are very firm to their decision by fighting for the rights and rights of the Filipino people. They fought against Marcos' dictatorship. They led the uprising against Erap Estrada, and there are also one who are very eager to impeach Laro Macapagal Arroyo for the pre-impeachment that was filed in the Senate and Congress. Our Satoru Campo and Lisa Mas are very prominent and very keen to the decision.
And why did they choose the Nacionalista Party?
The reason why, there's a lot of talks before they join the Nacionalista Party. First, they are just candidates. They are not a part of Nacionalista Party as a party. Satoru Campo and Lisa Mas, they formed a Makabayan Coalition, where all the progressive organizations in the Philippines come up with the people's concern. So they talk with the Nacionalista Party, especially particularly Senator Villar. And the Makabayan Coalition presented 11 points program where Villar agreed to follow that 11 points program of Makabayan.
Why are they running under presidential candidate Manny Villar and his slate?
I think it's not true. All the very start, it's very clear that Satoru Campo and Lisa Masa as an independent candidate, when Senator Villar asked the two to join as a guest candidate. First, it's very clear also when they held a press conference that they are not backing any senatorial candidate under the Nacionalista Party. They're just only joining the Nacionalista Party as a guest candidate. They're just only supporting Manny Villar and Senator Laureng Legarda as a vice president. And the point is, they agreed in 11 points program, nothing else. They are not jeopardizing the people's concern in this issue.
There are more than 8 million Filipinos living and working outside the Philippines. What is the importance of this election for the Filipino migrants?
I think that the importance of this election to the migrant, Filipino migrant workers, they can change the result of the election because we can ask our family to vote only for those leaders that we think are able to work with the people. There's a lot of candidates right now who are talking to us, but definitely because we have a political power, we have economic power, so we can, when we ask our family for the support for one candidate, we can change all the election results in the 2010 election. That's why migrants' vote is very important. It's very important in the 2000 election.
And my last question is, what would migrant Filipinos do given the fact that they are far from the Philippines and perhaps the majority will not even be able to vote?
As of now, we have a massive education campaign and promoting Lisa Masa and Satoru Campo to the migrants' families. And we're also sending letters through emails, Facebook, to ask the Filipino migrants abroad to give their relative names to us so we can visit them and ask them to join the campaign for Lisa Masa and Satoru Campo and Gabriela Women's Party. I think this is an effective way because, to tell you the truth, the Makabayan Coalition doesn't have any money compared to the biggest political parties, but this is the basic things that we can do to promote and to ensure that Lisa Masa and Satoru Campo and Gabriela Women's Party will win the election.
Do you have any message for Filipinos here in Canada and to our listeners?
So to our listeners in Canada, coming down to international, by asking your support to propagate to our fellow Filipino voters in Canada to support Satoru Campo, Lisa Masa, Gabriela Women's Party, this coming election. Anyway, we will ask, we are asking also those who have time to be see, to join the International Observers Mission. The May 2000 election is very crucial for the Filipino people. First, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo for the plan to stay in power. We must guard our votes. I know that the Filipino people will guard our votes, but it's a big pressure if there's an international delegate to join us to guard our votes.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for your time, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for the time, and mabuhay.
That was Gary Martinez, the chairperson of Migrante International. Radio Migrante can be heard bi-weekly on CHRY 105.5 FM. You can also listen online at chry.fm or Rogers Cable 945. For comments on the interview, please write to Radio Migrante at chry.fm.